Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products. Mon district selected as one of the 100 aspirational agricultural districts under PMDDKY. Western Sumi Youth Front calls on upon Food and Civil Supplies Department to conduct statewide inspections of all fair price shops. And World Food India 2025 concludes with 1 lakh crore investment commitments. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged people to celebrate the upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi remarked that festivals are coming one after another in the coming days and the GST Bachat Utsav is also going on. He called upon people to make a resolution to buy products that are produced in the country. He added that doing so will bring hope to a family, honor the hard work of an artisan, and give wings to the dreams of a young entrepreneur.
In these days, one after another, a festival and happiness will come. Every festival, we are buying a lot. And this time, there is also a GST Bachat Utsav. If we decide that this time, the festival will only be made from Swadeshi things, then you will see that our Utsav will increase many times. Vocal for local ko khareedari ka mantra bana dijiye.
Mr. Modi remarked that this 126th episode of Mann Ki Baat holds special significance as today is the birth anniversary of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh and singer Lata Mangeshkar.
Aaj Bharat ki do mahaan vibhutiyon ki jayanti hai. Main baat kar raha hoon Shahid Bhagat Singh aur Lata Didi ki. Amar Shahid Bhagat Singh har Bharatvasi visheshkar desh ke yuvaon ke liye ek prerna punj hai. Nirbhikta unke swabhav mein kut kut kar bhari thi. Main Shahid Bhagat Singh ji ko aadarpurvak shraddhanjali arpit karta. Aaj Lata Mangeshkar ki bhi jayanti hai. Bhartiya sanskriti aur sangeet mein ruchi rakhne wala koi bhi unke geeton ko sunkar abhibhoot hue bina nahi reh sakta. मैं लता दीदी के लिए हृदय से अपनी श्रद्धांजलि प्रकट करता हूँ।
In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi played an audio of Bhupen Hazarika's iconic song in Sinhala and Tamil. Mr. Modi also mourned the untimely demise of singer Zubin Garg of Assam. Zubin Garg was a renowned singer who made his mark across the country.
Zubin Garg जी के असामयिक निधन से लोग शोक में हैं। Zubin Garg एक मशहूर गायक थे, जिन्होंने देश भर में अपनी पहचान बनाई असम की संस्कृति से उनका बहुत गहरा लगाव था जुबिन गर्ग हमारी यादों में हमेशा बने रहेंगे और उनका संगीत आने वाली पीढ़ियों को मंत्रमुग्ध करता रहे
मॉन डिस्ट्रिक्ट इन नागालैंड हैज बीन सिलेक्टेड एज वन ऑफ द 100 एस्पिरेशनल एग्रीकल्चरल डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स अंडर द प्राइम मिनिस्टर धन धान्य कृषि योजना PMDDKY This was informed in a communication from Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmer Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan to Nagaland Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmeran Jamir. The scheme, approved by the Union Cabinet on July 16, will be implemented over 6 years from 2025 to 2026, with the formal launch expected in October 2025. PMDDKY aims to enhance agricultural productivity, increase adoption of crop diversification and sustainable practices, improve post-harvest storage at the panchayat and block levels, strengthen irrigation facilities, and facilitate both short-term and long-term credit access. The Western Sumi Youth Front has called upon the Food and Civil Supplies Department, Nagaland, to conduct statewide inspections of all fair price shops, FPS, outlets to address illegal malpractices. The Youth Front, in a statement, has condemned the alleged malpractice at one FPS, charging above the government-prescribed rates and also deducting 1 kilogram of rice per beneficiary in the name of carriage charges. The Youth Front reiterated that it will not remain silent in the face of such injustice, adding that prompt intervention will protect the interests of the needy and uphold the credibility of the public distribution system. The front urged all citizens who encounter fraudulent practices at fair price shops to report them immediately to the concerned authorities. World Food India 2025 concluded in New Delhi today with investment commitments exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees, marking one of the largest announcements in India's food processing sector. Over the 4-day event, 26 leading domestic and international companies signed memoranda of understanding. In a statement, the Ministry of Food Processing Industries said these agreements are expected to generate direct employment for over 64,000 people and create indirect opportunities for more than 10 lakh individuals. The ministry highlighted that the investments have a pan-India footprint spanning multiple states and diverse segments. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on NewsRunner app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Divisional Forest Officer Kohima and DMU head Sevano Selitsa inaugurated the village road and footpath constructed under the component of Entry Point Activity EPA of Nagaland Forest Management Project at Guachonlo Village, Batch 4 under Semenu yesterday. Addressing the community members, the DFO said that the inauguration is a celebration of a milestone for the community. She also appealed the village members to maintain the EPA with utmost care, which has been created for the benefit of the entire community. The DFO also lauded the collaborative efforts of the village council members and Joint Forest Management Committee, adding that the achievement under the project signifies their unity. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened social security for India's unorganized workforce through the Atal Pension Yojana.
Narendra Modi government has given special attention to the needs of India's unorganized workforce. The Atal Pension Yojana was launched in May 2015 to address the twin challenges of longevity risks and lack of retirement security in the unorganized workforce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined how the scheme will be the future of the subscribers.
Agar aap 20 saal ki umar ke hain, 25 saal ki umar ke hain, 30 saal ki umar ke hain aur abhi se aap paisa jama karana chalu karoge, jitna jama karaoge uske anupat mein 60 साल की उम्र होने के बाद आपको पेंशन मिलना शुरू हो जाएगा सरकार उसमें पैसे डालेगी और आपको कभी बुढ़ापे में किसी के पास हाथ फहराने की नौबत नहीं आएगी आपका बुढ़ापा भी सिक जाए और आप जो पैसा जमा कराएंगे आपके स्वर्गवास के बाद वो पेंशन आपकी पत्नी को मिलेगा
Earlier this year, the pension scheme has surpassed 8 crore subscribers and mobilized a total corpus of over 45,000 crore rupees.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has announced significant tax reductions in various sectors. In the agricultural sector, the government has brought down GST rates on makhana-based snacks from 12% to 5%. This reduction will make the product more competitive in both domestic and global markets. With the GST on juices, jams and pickles reduced from 12% to 5%, it will benefit local industries and is likely to boost consumer demand. GST on biscuits also has been cut from 18% to 5% and on namkeens and sauces from 12% to 5%. The move will make packaged food items more affordable, boosting consumption and benefiting both consumers and food processing industry. The Indian Army is celebrating 199th Gunner's Day today. The date, 20th September, has a special significance in the annals of history of the Regiment of Artillery as 5 Bombay Mountain Battery was raised on this day in 1827. As it has been in uninterrupted service since raising, its raising day is celebrated as Gunner's Day every year. Speaking to Akashvani, Lieutenant General Adosh Kumar said that the regiment is in the path of modernization with the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Indian artillery is rapidly progressing on the path of modernization. Renovation is being carried out as per schedule, keeping in mind the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products. Mon district selected as one of the 100 aspirational agricultural districts under PMDDKY. Western Sumi Youth Front calls on upon Food and Civil Supplies Department to conduct statewide inspections of our fair price shops and World Food India 2025 concludes with 1 lakh crore investment commitments. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.